honestly, it's exciting. I mean, I would have jumped on this when I worked at Chick-fil-A because you actually get more than 4 days off. You get 7 days off in a row on certain weeks. So it's like the best schedule ever. If you're a younger person and you do like to travel, to me, it just sounds like a dream.
A Chick-fil-A operator is making headlines for his winning recipe of work-life balance, offering full-time employees a three-day work week. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm, and I'm joined by Jim Mann. Jim, you'd have to work 13 or 14-hour shifts 3 days in a row. Could you do it?
During my younger years, yeah, because I have like Chihuahua energy, but not anymore.
It's a long time to be on the feet.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And then my other question is, what would you do the other 4 days that you have off during the week?
Oh, that's obvious. I'd work on my memoir.
Wow. I can't wait to read that.
Yeah. People need to know, Allison.
The true story. The man behind the man.
So then the second week, I'll print out that pamphlet and hand it out so people will know.
Well, so I was talking about this with my husband, and I was like, you know, and he brought up a good point. He said, if you had 4 days off, you have 4 days to spend money. So you'd probably, like, you know, spend more, you'd go on more trips. You'd probably be on Amazon more.
Yeah, that'd definitely be you, but I don't know. I'd probably just go out in the yard and rake or something like an old person.
Well, let's take a look at current stats for 2022. According to Chick-fil-A's website, they're represented by more than 170,000 team members, operators, and staff, serving people in 2,700 restaurants in 47 states, D.C., Puerto Rico, and Canada. So just how unique is this three-day work week idea? We are joined by a Chick-fil-A expert, Susan Carnes. She's an account manager with Cooper Connect, a company whose sole focus is to recruit the perfect people for positions at Chick-fil-A. Welcome back, Susan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, she calls me all the time, by the way. Trying to get me to work.
Yes.
Yeah. But hey, Susan, you are the only person in the history of our podcast to join us as a guest for the third time.
Ooh.
Isn't that exciting?
I'm so excited.
Your picture's going up on our wall of fame.
Are you going to mail me an award?
Allison will.
The golden waffle fry.
Yes.
Goes to Susan. So I am curious about your thoughts, Susan, on the idea of the three-day work week.
Yeah, so this is something that ever since, so the operator who did this, he's in Miami. Ever since he started doing it, we've had our operators coming to us and saying, well, what do you think? Should we try it? So we actually have one operator right now that's doing this in Castle Rock, Colorado. So he really wants to jump on this. Honestly, it's exciting. I mean, I would have jumped on this when I worked at Chick-fil-A because you actually get more than 4 days off. You get 7 days off in a row on certain weeks. So it's like the best schedule ever. If you're a younger person and you do like to travel, to me, it just sounds like a dream.
I was reading an article in QSR Magazine about this operator. His name is Justin Lindsay. Basically, he was hitting incredible benchmarks, but at the cost of overworking his staff. Like, many were logging 70 hours a week, he said, and sacrificing vacations. But since switching to this model, he's had 100% retention at the management level. Is that hard to achieve, Susan?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I will say people usually stick around Chick-fil-A a little bit longer, but especially right now, the way that the job market is, I mean, it's people are hopping from job to job constantly, not staying in one place. So this is such a creative way to try to help that number for sure.
Well, I understand the 4 day work week. I read that book by what's his name? The 4 day work week. Which I totally get. I think that's perfect, but why a 3 day work week?
I think that it's just better for your team. You know, now a 13-hour day is really hard, especially at Chick-fil-A. I mean, you're on your feet moving pretty much the entire 13 hours. But the reward, of course, is that you get that long block of time off. Most operators that are trying this now are copying what Justin's doing in that you work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 week. The next week, you work Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So in between those, you get 7 days off. You're off Wednesday when you get off through going back to work the next Thursday. So I think people are pushing through and putting, you know, really comfortable insoles in their shoes and just making it work because you get all that time off.
Oh, man, can you imagine how many steps they log during a shift?
Oh, yeah. Easily over 10,000.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Justin recently had 420 people apply for a job opening because he really used that 3-day work week like in the headline. And I guess he got a lot of clicks, a lot of interest. I keep hearing stories of how hard it is to find workers these days. So what's your response, Susan, when you hear that more than 400 people applied to work at this Chick-fil-A?
I wish that was some of my areas I recruit in. That's my first response. But no, I mean, I've seen across the board, everyone's getting a lot more creative to get those people in the door. So he's trying the 3-day work week. We have other people just offering some crazy benefits, monthly massages and paying for your cell phone bill and things I've never heard of before from a Chick-fil-A just to get people in the door. So I feel like this is just another benefit for people that go work for Justin, and it's working for him. So I'm excited. But who wouldn't want all that time off in Miami? You could just hang out at the beach when you're not working.
True.
So is it still tough to fill positions at Chick-fil-A right now?
It's getting better. I'm definitely seeing some improvement than I've seen in the last 2 years. And I've been doing this for 5.5 years. So the worst was definitely 2020, 2021. We're finally starting to recover, it feels like. So it is getting a little bit better, kind of depending on the role, of course, in the city that it's in. The benefits and the pay are the highest I've ever seen for any Chick-fil-A ever. So I think that that's attractive. Plus, who doesn't want to work at Chick-fil-A? You get free Chick-fil-A food.
So when you have an opening, what's kind of more typical for the amount of applicants? I'm guessing 420 is not typical.
Not in 1 week. That's insane. I would say more typical, you're looking at maybe 50 a week. Would probably be more average. Yeah, not 400.
And what part, you mentioned like different parts of the country pay different amounts. What, like, can you give us an example? What would you make working somewhere compared to another spot?
Yeah, so if you are in, let's say, the Northeast area of the United States, so New Jersey, New York, Boston, those are definitely some of the higher paying areas. You're looking for, an entry level manager, let's say a manager in training, they're going to be making over $20 an hour, which is just insane to me. Wow. I was not making that starting out. But some areas it's more what I would say, what was typical before the war for talent. And so if you go, example, to Texas, they're paying closer to anywhere from that $16 to $18 an hour range. So that's more what it was before everything got a little bit crazy. So Texas has held steady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said war for talent. Who's your biggest competitor when you're trying to hire somebody?
Oh, such a great question. I'd say any other faith-based company we seem to kind of butt heads with a little bit. Any of those companies that are also going to be a little bit more outspoken with some conservative values, we definitely are going to be competing with those. Really, though, there's really no competition. Most people I talk to, Chick-fil-A is their dream job, and they're holding out. They're waiting. They might have other interviews going on with other companies, but they make it very clear that Chick-fil-A is their top choice, their first choice. And I love hearing that every day.
Mm-hmm. I find this data fascinating. So according to that same article that I mentioned, Justin's on pace to produce $17 million in sales this year, which they compared to Cheesecake Factory, and that's nearly $6 million more than the average Cheesecake Factory, and that puts his restaurant at the very top of Chick-fil-A's restaurants. And it said that of the chain's 1,836 U.S. freestanding restaurants outside of malls in 2021, average sales volumes clocked in at 8.142 million, with about half of those, 849 or 46%, getting figures that are above that. The top operator reached 17.16 million. So how special is that in the fast food industry?
Oh, that's insane. So our closest competitors per unit typically only do about $4 to $5 million. So we're, you know, typically doubling that on average, if not more. So it's interesting when we hire people who come from a different quick service restaurant, they are overwhelmed at first by the volume that Chick-fil-A has, because you're talking double for about the same size restaurant, about the same everything, but only 6 days a week. So we have to hustle and get that done within a shorter time period.
Wow. Now, I don't remember if you remember this, Susan, 2 years ago when you were with us, but I kind of asked if you could find me a job with a lot of pay, but very little bit of work. And you haven't really come through yet.
Well, not at Chick-fil-A. No, you gotta work hard.
Well, yeah, we gotta go outside of that arena. I guess a government job or something like that will be good.
Oh my gosh, Jim, you're gonna get some mail, I think, on that comment.
Well, I mean, I could back it up. I worked for the government for a while in Baltimore, which I love the job, but you know, if you did a little bit of work, you kind of stood out. People stared at you, stop, kind of thing.
Don't rock the boat.
That's right. It was a great job, though. Great people. I'm not putting it down, but it's always good to have you know, high pay and not enough work.
Well, I'm trying to imagine like a 14-hour shift at Chick-fil-A and what that would feel like and how exhausted I would be at the end of it, because it's got to be, there's really no downtime, right?
No, you'll get a break, but it's a lot of times, even as a leader, you're not going to really be sitting down and eating a meal and getting off your feet. You're still going to have to get up and help people. There's really no true break. What we call it is, we say you're at grand opening pace all the time. So grand openings at Chick-fil-A are just insane, as you can imagine, lines out the door. And that's kind of what those long days feel like, because that's about how much time you work. And by the end of the day, you're ready to just collapse on your bed and sleep for hours. But, you know, you got to wake up in a few more hours. So you don't even get a long break after.
Yeah. I had a job at a now defunct department store known as Sears, and like it would be so quiet, and the shifts, it was a 4-hour shift, you know, I was doing it after school, and it would just drag. And I remember to pass the time, we would pick each other out outfits and go in the fitting room and try them on.
Wow.
So I'm guessing this would not be anything like that.
No, but it goes by really quickly, which is nice. I mean, you blink and all of a sudden it's been 4 or 5 hours. So it's nice. Yeah. You won't realize it's been a 13-hour shift.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So Allison brought down Sears. I didn't realize that.
I don't think it was just me.
Oh, well, we better move along here. We're going to take a quick break. But when we return, Food for Thought with Susan Carnes.
Hey guys, Allison here. I know a lot of you have little nuggets at home, so I wanted to take a minute to tell you about another passion of mine besides Chick-fil-A. It's called crowdsourcing kids. A few years ago, after a life-changing trip to India with the ministry Set Free, I created Crowdsourcing Kids, a way to teach kids compassion and kindness while helping to solve the world water crisis. Here's how it works. 50 kids each sell 10 adorable stuffed elephants handmade by young ladies rescued from slavery. With their efforts combined, those 50 kids will have raised enough money to drill a well in India. So far, we've drilled 7 kid-powered wells, giving the gift of clean water to nearly 22,000 people. Now we need your help. We're looking for kids to sell elephants so we can drill our 8th crowdsourcing kids well in India. To get involved and get your elephant kit, head to crowdsourcingkids.com. That's crowdsourcingkids.com. We're proving that kids really can change the world.
Welcome back. It's time for Food for Thought. Susan, answer these 10 questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, what's your favorite sauce?
Oh, that's a really hard one. Sriracha. I'm going to say sriracha.
Okay. We stopped
there
already.
I like all of them.
All right. What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
Josh Turner.
If you worked at Chick-fil-A, which you did, what job would you like to do?
The drive-thru.
What's your favorite milkshake flavor?
Heat.
All right. If you could only order one menu item for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Spicy grilled.
What menu item have you never tried?
None.
Excellent. Excellent answer. Have you ever dressed up like a cow to get free chicken?
I have.
Such respect for you. How many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards?
52,191.
Oh, whoa. Nice. How many nuggets do you think you can eat in one sitting?
Oh, my goodness. 20.
20, good. Now, here's the important question. Team nuggets or team strips?
Definitely nuggets.
Excellent job.
Jim, she's got to be closing in on your lifetime points. What are you at now?
Well, I had to check real quick because I forgot, but I'm at 60,375.
Oh.
We have yet to meet someone who beat Jim, I don't think.
Wow. Well, I get a lot of free Chick-fil-A, so they don't give you points if you're not spending money.
There's always excuses.
What would you rather have, Jim? Free Chick-fil-A or your points?
Oh, man. You put me on a spot. I guess free Chick-fil-A.
Yep, I think so. That would be pretty sweet. So, Susan, are you feeling like more operators will follow in the footsteps of Justin?
I think so. We've had, like I said, we've had several reach out to us. We've tested it. I live in the Atlanta area. We've tested it with an operator here. It didn't go as successfully here in Atlanta, which was interesting. And we're currently trying it with another operator in Colorado. So we'll see how that one goes. We just started, so I don't have good results on that one yet. But we've definitely had more and more reaching out who are interested. The key is obviously finding multiple people. You can't just have one person working these shifts and these hours. You need at least two so they can tag team and partner up. So I'm excited to see how it goes in Colorado since it didn't really work out very well in Georgia.
Yeah. So what was the main problem in Georgia, you think?
I think it was a small town outside of Atlanta. And so there wasn't enough interest. There was definitely interest. People are excited about it, but not enough to really kick it off and go full steam.
Mm-hmm.
Back to my government job. We had comp time, which I just love. So I came in an hour early and worked an hour afterwards. And so I always had Friday off. I did enjoy the 4-day work week, but I don't know. I think the 3-day sounds pretty good now that you explain it.
Yeah. Hmm.
I would have jumped on it for sure.
That was good thinking, Jim, for you to do that.
Thank you. Thank you. I loved it.
Real go-getter there.
Yeah. It's funny. I came in an hour early and another guy did also. And just to show you what kind of job it was, the guy was drinking coffee. He goes, "Hey, as soon as I finish my coffee, let's take a break." So he went to the canteen and got some more coffee. It was great.
Why'd you ever leave it?
I don't know.
Sounds amazing.
I wonder if it's still open.
Well, my glory days at Sears are gone. I can never go back.
That is so sad.
Well, if you want Susan's tips on landing your dream job at Chick-fil-A, you'll definitely want to head back into the archives and listen to season 1, episode 39. Can you believe it's been 2 years since our last chat?
It's crazy. It doesn't seem like that long.
Yeah, there's like a hole in your heart now since then, right?
I was missing. I've missed you guys. I'm excited to be back.
So what have you been doing the last 2 years? Other than working, of course. You like going skydiving and stuff like that? Or
Well, I had a baby in 2020. Oh, so nice. My third daughter. We moved. We decided that that wasn't enough, so we got a new house.
Wow.
And we got a puppy. So a lot of change, actually.
So you haven't been doing anything then?
No, I haven't done anything.
She hasn't had time to talk to us.
Yeah, we've been asking her like every week, come on back.
And your baby's now a toddler.
She's a toddler. Yeah, she's 2.5 almost.
Wow. Oh, well, we really appreciate your time and taking the time to chat with us.
It's my pleasure.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Well, if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a quick favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.